not sure it could. They say time heals everything, but I'm still waiting.
All right, welcome back, America. On America Awakening here, sitting in, is Tim Wingate sitting in for Michael Herzog, who is traveling and was with us in the first hour for almost 40 minutes or so. He's out there in the cold. He's not in sunny, warmish Phoenix anymore. He's out there somewhere else throughout America, checking on the cold and taking care of business. Anyway, we got so much going on. I had an interesting little blurb here, and I would love to be able to pass this on to you, but I'm going to just suggest that you folks go to a website. It's called globalresearch.ca. This is an organization that is looking at this globalization that's happening throughout the world, the rise of authoritarianism, the rise of police states, the rise of just this monstrosity of fascism that's growing in our world today. Well, I don't know if you all caught it, but if you go to the website, there's an article dated yesterday, January 17th, and it's called Institutionalized Spying on Americans. And it goes to the issue of we have a, as far as I'm concerned, we have a rogue government. It's a government that uses what appears to be the letter of the law, but is doing anything and everything it can to get away with not following the law. It's all about power. It's all about the exercise and the use of power and compliance to make you, well, basically, folks, to shear you as sheeple. The system wants your wool, wants your resource, they might want a little lamb chops and some mutton. Yeah. There are things out there going on, and there has been an institutionalized spying on America that has been occurring for a long time. Now, you know, we all know, we watch the Untouchables, we know about the FBI, we've watched these movies, we know about the CIA, you had the Good Shepherd, the story about the beginning of the CIA, we know about these things, and now it's come to, you know, for years they denied that the National Security Administration existed. Well, they finally had to admit that happens, but you know what? There's another one called the National Applications Office, which is, of course, we know about the Department of Homeland Security. But there are secret offices and secret spying networks that have been set up by our government to spy on us. And only way that I think we can get around all this stuff is to demand openness, transparency, and let's just be completely open and honest. We need to know who they are. This is ridiculous. This is not right. And there are Americans all around who are keeping their heads down, but they're getting ready to resist back. And I tell you, if for all the talk and all the hope that things will be better and things will change, you know, you got to prepare for the worst and hope for the best. And that's what I'm suggesting. Things, folks, start thinking about the way things are going, what we're going to be doing. But before that, we're going to be talking with Fred when we come back from the break. Find out what's going on with the so-called open elections and what can be done to ensure that they happen. Stick with me here, Republic Broadcasting Network on the American Awakening with your sub-host, co-host, Tim Wingate. Back in three.
Uh-huh. The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
We won't back down no matter what. Now, Don, if you're still listening, I know you were hanging on. And, you know, top of the hour gets a little crazy sometimes. You got a lot of stuff going on, so I didn't get a chance to get to you. If you would like to call back and add your 2 cents worth in again, I'd be perfectly happy to talk with you, my friend. So I just want to let you know if that's what's going on. So anyway, we're trying to figure out what's going on here with, you know, the New Hampshire primary that occurred. And, of course, we've got the South Carolina primary coming up, which, according to Lou Dobbs and just about everybody else, it may be unconstitutional. And, you know, the fix is already in. Hey, Fred, you with me?
Sounds good. Hey, just Sean. Gentleman from the UK and I, to give everyone a little bit of an update, we've been calling the counties throughout South Carolina.
Yeah.
And asking the various county vote commissioners about this Lou Dobbs report, Tim, and it's really quite enlightening when you ask them about what's going to happen tomorrow and you query them about these reports, because this Lou Dobbs report is totally amazing to think that people are going to be going to the polls tomorrow and using machines that have no paper trail, they have no backup, they have no way to confirm whether the machines are counting correctly or incorrectly. So just kind of bring people up to date. Last night, Tim, can you hear me? I don't even know if I can be.
Yeah, here. We get a little interference there going on with you, Fred, but we can hear you.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead. So.
Okay. I think we have some background static on the other line here. If it could mute out, let me just try to do that. Okay, is that better?
No, we can still hear the static, but that's all right. It's a little bit better. We hear a clicking now, not the static. So, tell me about this call.
Okay. Well, last night we had a call that lasted 5 hours. Close to 300 people were on the call, and we had the New Hampshire campaign director for Dennis Kucinich's campaign on the call. This is the 34th consecutive week that we've had this national Ron Paul meetup conference call. And it was really an amazing call because this gentleman, David Bright, who runs the Northeast campaign for Dennis Kucinich, stayed on for an entire 2 hours answering blow by blow, methodical, detailed questions about what's happening. And we now have confirmed, authoritative, notarized affidavit, videoed reports of the ballots arriving in this counting chamber room, unsealed, open, with no chain of custody reference as to how they got open, why they're unsealed, and why they're in that state. Bev Harris is on the ground there. We had several people on the call last night reporting in. Bob Schultz from We the People Foundation was on. It is just amazing. There are people that are standing by the building throughout the night, and total strangers are coming and going throughout the night, in the wee hours of the night, inside and outside of this building throughout the night, with no explanation as to who these people are.
Unbelievable.
We have calls into John Conyers' office. We talked to the House Judiciary Committee and reported that we have 3 to 4 people who have signed affidavits, who have videoed this effect, that they have seen, they have witnessed the ballot boxes, dozens of ballot boxes arriving in this room, unsealed, open, with no rhyme or reason as to why and how this all happened.
This is unbelievable. This is not supposed to be happening.
And there were people, also volunteers, driving, shadowing these registered sheriff cars who were trying to outmaneuver them from trying to figure out where they were going.
Okay, wait a minute. Too many pronouns. Following whom?
Okay, some of the people, the volunteers in New Hampshire who were part of this network, were following the story of the... there were supposed to be sheriffs, registered sheriffs, take the sealed ballot boxes from these various counties, precincts throughout New Hampshire. And they took one as an example. And then they tried to tail and follow this sheriff's car as he would pick up these various boxes at these various precincts. And apparently, it was almost like they were trying to shake off this car from following them. And so then they reported that, and people got back to the Central Counting House in Concord and noticed that the same sheriff car that they witnessed the sealed ballot boxes being loaded in and entered in was delivering unsealed ballot boxes to the counting house.
So,
and Bob and everyone heard it on the call last night. The call was recorded as well, Tim.
Okay. So what you're saying then is that they did get lost. In other words, they weren't able to completely follow this registered sheriff's car,
mm-hmm.
and it disappeared.
Yep.
And when it showed up at the counting place,
yep, because they had his license plate.
The ballot boxes were unsealed.
Yep, the ballot boxes were unsealed from these precincts that they witnessed these boxes being sealed entering into the sheriff's car.
Okay,
so
what does that say to you, Fred? What does this mean? I mean, come on,
well,
frankly, what does this mean?
Well, even though we have paper ballots, a whole bunch of skullduggery can and will take place behind the scenes should a recount be called like it has been here. Ballot substitution. The other thing that we now have on record is that the state of New Hampshire ordered 750 to 800,000 ballots to be printed when they knew full well that the amount that it was a record turnout last week, close to little over 500,000 turned out. That was a total, absolute, above the board record turnout that they were not even expecting. Why did they print out an additional 250 to 300,000 ballots?
Well, that's,
and what were those ballots used for?
Well, I don't know. Let's
find out.
Remember,
printed with 2008. You know how in 2008 primaries, they're all listed. They can only be used once. Why would they need an additional 250 to 300,000 ballots?
Fred, that's not the issue. The issue is, can they track where those extra ballots are? Can those extra ballots unused be counted?
I don't know.
Yeah,
don't see,
because if they're not still sitting in a warehouse or someplace,
yeah,
if all of a sudden their numbers have gone down,
mm-hmm,
obviously they were used to substitute for some other ballots.
Yeah.
If they can't keep track of that. Yeah, this whole chain of custody thing is a very important issue.
Yeah.
And if it really comes down to the bottom line of that, we're supposed to be living in this so-called, and I use the term colloquially, just, you know, as everybody else uses it, we're supposed to be living in this democracy, which is supposed to be a representative republic, obviously, but legislative democracy, representative democracy, whatever you want to call it. You know, let the political science guys argue about the fine points of it. We've got a representative system here that you're supposed to be able to vote for. That's what we've been touting for 200 and something years. No representation, no taxation. All right? Now, we can't even guarantee that our votes are being counted accurately. What is it? Where does that leave us, Fred?
Well, we have a report, and I was trying to follow up on this report, Tim. A volunteer down in Spartanburg, South Carolina, Alona Blakely, appeared before her county election clerk commissioner, and he happens to also, he was referred to the head of the state GOP, and who she met with as well. This is the Lou Dobbs question, because Lou Dobbs, the thing came out 2 days ago, basically said that there would be no paper ballots used tomorrow in the primary. An astounding declaration, and I could not believe my ears when I saw that report. So Alona Blakely went down, and we can call her. She's waiting to take our call, and she can share with our listeners what she heard. She actually received a threat, a personal threat. If you want to get her on the line, we can. I got her number right here.
That'd be excellent. In fact, Fred, when we go to the break here in just a few minutes, let's get Ilona, on.
Yeah.
And find out exactly what's going on. Well, Fred,
okay,
you know, if you won't say it, I'll say it. What we have here is our system of freedom and liberty, our system of government, is being stolen right underneath our noses.
Yep.
And bottom line is what's going on. The fix is in, and it is being stolen under the color of law, or under the color, or what appears to be legitimacy.
And, Tim, also, thanks to the research of some people, the South Carolina Constitution, Article 2, Section 1, states the ballot shall not be counted in secret.
Right.
And this is what Alona confronted.
The first hour with Michael.
Yeah, this is a constitutional issue. It is in black and white. There's no question. And yet right now, with impunity, they are going to be counting these ballots in secret with no paper backup. No.
Well, maybe there's not impunity there if somebody who is a resident, a legal resident of New Hampshire, South Carolina, who sees this, is willing to go to court and make the necessary filings. There's got to be somebody in South Carolina who's got the gonads to be able to stand up and say, this is an unconstitutional vote.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We're going to a break, folks. We will be back in 3 minutes here talking about vote stealing and vote fraud and maybe some things that we can do about it. Here on the American Awakening, your substitute host, Tim Wingate, and we'll be back here on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Today, Tim Wingate here, sitting in with you, and I have, as my guest this hour, Fred Smart. You with me, Fred?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Now, did you get a hold of Ilona?
Yeah, we're getting her right now, Tim. Just
okay.
Bear with me here, okay? She's
okay.
Going to come on in a minute.
All right.
And she's at a hospital right now. And,
oh, okay. Okay. I
but,
take it you're running it from your end, because I was going to suggest we let our board operator deal with that as well.
Oh, well, that would be better if I can do that. Why don't I do it that way? I think it's better to do it that way. Okay.
All right. Then.
I will give him the number.
Perfect.
One second, and he can call her directly. That would be better.
Okay. Okay. That's great. All right. We'll let you do that. Okay. Well, in the meantime, now, Fred, do you want to do, are you going to Skype him the number, or are you going to,
yeah,
you
I Skyped,
want me to
I Skyped
drop
him the number.
Down?
Ilona.
You're
okay,
going to do it?
Yep, she's got
okay.
it.
Okay, good. All right. We'll let that handle. Kirk, thank you so much for your multiple dexterity in handling all the knobs and buttons and slide controls and everything. I know what it's like to try and do all that stuff. So, anyway, listen, what we're talking about here, ladies and gentlemen, really is, in many ways, is the lifeblood of our society, our culture, our so-called political way of life. and that is being able to have a voice in our government. This goes to the very crux, the very reasoning as to why this country even came into existence. Now, people don't realize this. We did have a voice in Parliament. You go back 250 years and you realize that the colonies all had a voice in Parliament. But Parliament didn't listen. And because Parliament didn't listen, eventually we ended up with the War for American Independence. Now, some people call it the Revolutionary War because it was a revolution against England's control. But you have here now a situation in our own society, 200 and something years later, our own very government that is supposed to be listening to us represent and our representatives, our voice through our elected officials, is being, well, you know, it's being shanghaied. It's being taken away. It's being grabbed. It's being stolen because people are they found the legal loopholes. They found little ways of committing fraud. And our whole, the crux, the basis for our whole society is in the balance. We have Ilona with us on the line. Welcome, Ilona. How are you?
Fine. It's great to talk to you again, and thank you so much for all the great work you do. You're such a warrior.
I try. It's just my mouth, you know. You get to a certain point where you can only do so much, and as I've said to folks, if they want to bother looking me up and seeing the stuff, I think I got some street cred. I've been out there pounding away, but, you know, right now the old body's starting to go away a little bit, but the mouth is still working, and that's what we're going to keep working on here. So, Ilona, Fred told us all that you were actually threatened.
You know, it's a strange... You know, we have a GOP chairman for the county of Spartanburg here in South Carolina who is not, you know, when people, the typical stereotypic idea of corruption in the South, and I'm not saying it exists, I'm just saying there's a stereotypic idea, this good old boy system. You would think that our GOP chairman would be from the South, but he's actually from the North. he came down to invade us. Anyway, the point is that he's not reputed to be have the most integrity about things often.
Uh-huh.
And you know, those are just vague mumblings from people. But the thing that was very interesting is that there was a Republican Women's Club meeting at the Marriott, our local Marriott, Monday night, and I was supposed to go and speak on behalf of Ron Paul. And Brian Gentry, our South Carolina Ron Paul coordinator, came up, drove an hour and a half to come be a part of this. And after all the speeches were made, there were speeches representing every single candidate just let everybody know the wonderful attributes of each candidate. Everybody was mingling, and I said to Rick, his name is Rick, I said, Rick, I'm very concerned about our vote. You know, how are we going to assure that we can document our vote and that we're voting the way it's being recorded, the way we intend? And he just looked at me, and he said, "Well, we have a very safe, good voting system."
Oh, in other words, trust us.
County, he said, "What?"
Yeah. In other words, trust us. Hey, Ilona, stick with us, can you? We got a break coming up. We will be back in 3 minutes here, folks, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stick with us.
Thank you. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
All right, welcome back, America. We're talking about something here that is absolutely important and vital to the health and the viability of our continued existence as a representative form of government, whether you want to argue if it's a democracy, republic, or whatever political science terminology you want to get to it. The bottom line is that if you can't count your votes and know that your vote counts, a little play on words there, if you can't count on your vote counting, you don't have a representative form of government. So we're talking with Ilona Blakely, right? Ilona?
Yes,
still with
I'm
us?
Here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Please continue with your story.
Okay. So when I was talking to Rick, I said, how are we going to assure that we have our votes counted as we intended? And he just looked at me. I mean, he looked at me. I can't even describe the look. It wasn't like anger or whatever. I mean, it was just like, it was like your question is coming out of nowhere, you know, like it's an unreasonable request or concern. And then he said, we have a very clean county here. You don't have to worry about it. We've been doing this for years, you know. And thankfully, there was someone else who was with me who actually heard him say this, because she was part of the conversation. And I said, no, Rick, what you need to know is that these elections are being conducted in violation of the state's constitution.
And he's looking at me about ready to roll his eyes. I could tell then because Ron Paul talks so much about the Constitution, right? So, and right. He knows I'm a Ron Paul supporter, and I gave the speech on Ron Paul. So he's just looking at me, and I said, no, what has to happen is that our votes are always supposed to be in secret or private, but the counting has to be public, and it's specifically specified in the Constitution of the state of South Carolina, and the provision still exists. Even though you guys are moving forward with these electronic ballots. So I want to know how you are going to do this, how we're going to be able to register our votes and make sure that they print. He says, oh, there's a printout. It's on the back of the machine. I said, well, how do I know that the vote I cast was counted the way I intended?
Yeah, the votes aren't counted openly.
Well, of course. So anyway, the point was he just stared at me for the longest time. I mean, he really did not know what to say. But at one point he said, you know, don't go down this road. You don't want to do that, he says. You don't want to go down this road. Because if you do, it could be bad for your candidate.
Oh, really?
That's what he said.
Well,
it kind of floored me. I thought, I wonder why he's saying that.
the mainstream
establishment point of view is you do that, it means that your candidate is a crybaby wimp, and so you can't go there, or it could mean that your candidate is going to be pigeonholed as a spoiled sport just because he didn't get the vote.
Well, you know, it seems to me, Ilona, that this particular issue is something that is apart from any candidates. It's a legal issue, a constitutional issue with the state of South Carolina. And it makes no difference whether somebody is supporting any candidate.
Exactly.
The fact is that the vote counting goes on in secret in the programming of these electronic voting machines.
Yes,
and that is contrary to the you're going to have to get a legal ruling on this.
Right.
Is there going to be a lawsuit?
Oh,
you can take him to court on
constitutional. I know it's working.
I'm sorry. It sounds like you're breaking up. Ilona? All right. We lost Ilona, folks. Maybe she'll get back on. Fred?
Yep. I'm here.
Okay. Hey, Kurt, can we get the busy signal off?
That's the state of our voting system, Tim.
Well, ladies and gentlemen,
emergency.
Apparently.
Dive.
Here's what's going on. You know, we're talking with somebody in South Carolina, and all of a sudden, you know, we get cut off. And John Stadtmiller has even noticed it, and others have noticed. Once in a while, we start to talk about some important issues, and all of a sudden we have problems. And remember, I alluded to at the beginning of the hour about this article from globalresearch.ca on this institutionalized spying on Americans that's been going on for years. I wouldn't put it past them. I mean, they're rigging votes. They're, as far as I'm concerned, it's unconstitutional because the vote count's being done in secret, but with secret programming.
Uh-huh.
Proprietary. That's the word I'm thinking of. Having to get the emphasis on the right syllable, folks. Proprietary software, not open source software, so there's no way of knowing whether or not the votes are being counted correctly, because it is being counted in secret. Now, unfortunately, the South Carolinians are going to have to challenge this in their state Supreme Court, because it's obviously a state constitutional issue. And that could have major consequences all along the line.
Tim, prior to this show, Sean Hawks from StartTheRevolution.org and myself were on Skype calling many of the counties Board of Election Commissions in South Carolina. You can go to this website and do it yourself. All the numbers are there, the email addresses, the titles, the names. It's very well documented, scvotes.org. Let your fingers do the walking. Try calling some of these people who are working inside the system. The system in South Carolina, on their banner, on the website, says every vote matters, every vote counts. And when you bring this up, it's as if, you know, you're looking from the outside in at a system that the people working the system basically do not have any clue of the proprietary, unconstitutional nature, the lack of checks and balances and oversight. The lack of paper doesn't seem to concern them at all.
No, because they're in control. As long as they're able to stay in control, they don't really care. You know, even if they win by one vote, they win.
Yep.
That's the mindset with that.
Well, Sean, we're calling. It was very educational to get into discussions, and we were trying to be civil, and I was calling from Chicago. Sean was calling from La Gomora, the island off of the coast of Africa, and it was very educational and interesting. So,
okay.
But
well, we're trying to get a hold of Albert.
Okay.
The gentleman, and tell us about who Albert is, Fred.
Albert Brooks is the presidential candidate running on the Republican ticket as a write-in candidate. He's from Ann Arbor, Michigan, and just for a filing fee, anybody can run for president in the New Hampshire primary, and they usually get about 10 to 20 of these fringe candidates. And Albert did stand up and did call for a recount, and all of us here among the grassroots rallied to come up with the money, $60,000, $65,000 through the Granny Warriors. So he has really been a figurehead, and his voice really resonates on this issue. His congressman is John Conyers out of Detroit area, and I was on the phone with Albert earlier today. We were talking to the Congressman Conyers' office and talking to an individual at the Senate or Congress, the Judiciary Committee of Congress about this matter.
Well, let's welcome Albert to the program. Albert, welcome. To American
Thank
Awakening.
You so much. Thank you.
You're
so
welcome.
Much. I just got off the phone with Congressman John Conyers. He called me personally about a half hour ago. We spoke for about 20 minutes. He is very informed about the situation. He's very interested. He was extremely kind, and he asked me to break some things down for him. He's going to call me back, and he is going to look into this as a possible federal investigation.
Wow. Well, let's hope he goes forward with that.
Oh, I hope he does too. And you know, he's a very powerful congressman. He's the chairman of the Judiciary Committee, and you know, I feel that he's informed. And now we're going to see exactly what he's going to do with the conversation.
Okay. Great. So, Fred, you wanted us to bring Albert on. Was there anything in particular you wanted to bring out?
Well, Albert, you came on the show last night or the conference call last night, and you really have thought long and hard about this and have been called by our creator to make the stand that you're making on our behalf. And I just wanted to give you the opportunity on the show today to let people who may have not heard your voice hear you know, where you're coming from. And I think, as I said on the call last night, by all means, no disrespect to Albert, I think he is the Forrest Gump of this presidential campaign. And when I say that, I mean that in a very, very positive light, because the extreme underdog, the person you would last, even in your wildest dreams, think would rise to this occasion and would bring a sense of heart and a sense of soul felt, a divinely righteous purpose to this issue, to shine the light on this issue. Someone has to do it. And I think our creator picked this guy, and I'm so proud to just do whatever I can to help him out. Thanks, Albert.
Well, thank you, Fred Smart, and I'm honored to have an opportunity to take a few moments and share my heart. Basically, my motives are getting back to the spirit of America, the foundation of what the original framers and the founding fathers had established through prayer and through sincere devotion and integrity. We must get back to the basics in our nation. We must remember that we are a chosen nation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. No matter if you're embarrassed of it being said, at the end of the day, God's hand is on this nation because he's got a great plan. He's not choosing us because we're better than any other nation. He's choosing us because we're the least of the nations, the least that he can raise up, and he wants to raise us up. You know, this broadcast is in Texas, correct?
It comes out of Texas, yes.
Okay. There's a very interesting thing about Texas, and then I'll get more political in a moment. There's two places in the world where we only have two area codes, 972. That's Texas and that's Israel. So I felt led to say that. But getting back to we as a nation can no longer be concerned about what men think about us. We have to please our Creator. These men, the Constitution was built on the image of a group of people being made in God's image and God's likeness. And at the end of the day, that's what we're going to be judged by. You know, I'm sitting here in my hotel room with a gentleman that's a patriot, but I'm not going to go before this gentleman at the end of my days. I'm going before one person. He's going to ask me one question. He's going to say, Albert Benjamin Howard Jr., what did you do in 2008 to give my name the glory? And I'm going to say, Father in heaven, I did what you told me to do. I said, Lord, if you give me an opportunity, a national platform, I will do what you tell me to do. And, gentlemen, that's all I stand for. That's my DNA. If you see me, that's all you're going to ever get.
Okay. All right, Albert. That's great. So I understand then, correct me if I'm wrong, were you instrumental in this New Hampshire challenge or vote recount?
I am the only, as far as I know, person that is from a Michigan Republican, I would imagine. I think even African-American, which doesn't, I'm not into titles, but I'm the only person that ever did this as a Republican. I think the last person that did was Ralph Nader in 1980.
Okay.
But I did it not because I wanted any kind of attention from it. I did it because I was looking on C-SPAN the night when 12% of the precincts were coming in at 8:23 p.m. I was looking at my TV screen. I was at 50 votes. I went all the way up to 178. I was actually a little ahead of Alan Keyes. I went to the restroom. I came back. My name was taken off the screen. I was scrolling on the screen. It was taken off. My votes had dropped to 30 votes. And I can't explain to you the emotion that I felt and the passion that I felt that, you know, as an American, there were people that went out that particular day walking around all day, parents taking their children to babysitters, people getting off of work. People that are passionate about the American
right.
political process, and you mean to tell me that your vote was actually reduced?
You're telling me
yes.
that your vote was actually reduced?
Yes, yes. Normally,
and this was on the TV. We're not talking percentages, right?
I'm sorry.
We're not talking percentages. We're talking actual votes.
That's right. Right in front of my eyes. I'm looking at it right in front of my eyes. And then I got a call. This is what kind of started it to snowball. I got a call from Michigan's largest newspaper, the Detroit Free Press editors that have been following me. They were looking at it, too. They had a reporter call me and say, what's going
got
on?
It. Now,
what's
which primary?
You
which,
know, which,
was this the Michigan primary or the – I'm confused.
This is the New Hampshire primary.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, obviously, other people noticed that the vote count had been reduced.
Yes.
And then, now, were you involved with the, Fred, you're going to have to help me out here with this. Was he involved with the Granny Warriors?
Well,
yes.
I found out, Alfred, through the whole Granny Warriors recount, it was for the purpose of raising money for Alfred, right?
Got it. So, this whole thing that happened with the Granny Warriors and PayPal and all this stuff for the vote recount was primarily because of Albert, right?
Yeah, Albert.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
He took a stand.
See, now that's what we needed to establish here.
Yeah. We are waiting for somebody to take a stand. We are hopeful that Ron Paul would make the stand, and my God, Albert stood up and That was it. Immediately, he was like a lightning rod.
Okay.
And
okay.
It was enough for me, enough
That's
for a lot
excellent.
Of people.
That's excellent. You are to be commended, Albert, for going ahead and doing that and standing up. Because now, do we have any result yet, Fred, from the recount? Anything else happening?
We have all kinds of questions. Albert was on the call last night. We had close to 300 people on the call last night, about the same as the week before. We had Dennis Kucinich's New Hampshire campaign chairman and the Northeast right. campaign chairman, several voter activists.
Didn't Kucinich also demand a vote recount?
Yes, and he's uh-huh. paid $27,000, and they have started tabulating a few of the precincts on the Democratic side, and they noted you know, a couple of different anomalies, but it's such a fast-moving situation. What is striking, and Albert heard this, we had some people who were witnessing the actual boxes, the ballot boxes that were supposed to be sealed, were unsealed when they were delivered inside this room in Concord.
Yeah, unbelievable. Okay, listen, folks, we are going to be back in 3 minutes. Stick with us here. A little bit more to go in our last segment here on the American Awakening on Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, welcome back, America. Tim Wingate sitting in here for the traveling Michael Herzog on the American Awakening. Just a little program note here. Tomorrow, Fred and I will be doing our program here on Republic Broadcasting Network at noon to 2, Seize Liberty with Tim Wingate and Fred Smart. We will be having some interesting guests on tomorrow. We're going to be having a gentleman from Missouri by the name, and this is his legal name, Chief Wanadubi. And Chief Wanadubi is running for governor against Roy Blunt, or one of the Blunt boys. So the question is, do you want a doobie or a blunt? So maybe we should get our guy from that's advertising the hemp products. Get him on too, huh? We also will have an update from Aaron James on his case in Winnipeg, what's going on with him and the issues of his harassment, not only by the United States, but by the Winnipeg police. And other topics, your calls and other guests, and that's tomorrow. Seize Liberty with Fred Smart and Tim Wingate. So right now I have my special guest, Fred Smart, and Albert Howard, who was the presidential candidate who initiated the vote recount there in New Hampshire. And we started all this stuff, raising the money, and then granny warriors stepping in to raise the money, and then the PayPal account being frozen because of a suspicious donation by somebody who had an Islamic or an Arabic name. Turns out that this person is not a terrorist or anything like that, but they stopped the account. Albert, you must have been kind of like wondering what is going on here when that all happened.
Yes, but you know, there's always a little warfare before you get to the victory, and you know, this is to be expected, and the American people have to know that, you know, they're not going to let us walk a red carpet and take back the city or the nation, but you know, we still have the power to turn the world upside down, turn it starting with America, and in a way that is professional. That is holy in the spirit of liberty and justice, and we can do this, you know. And the American people need to know that, you know, you're worth more than degrading yourself and allowing people to tell you how your Constitution is supposed to run and interpret the Constitution the way that they want you to live. But this Constitution is the Constitution was meant to restrain the government, not
that's right.
And so, Mr. Fred Smart, I've got your colleague here, Walter Reddy, here in my hotel room.
Okay, great. Walter's been a very, very strong activist, Tim, throughout this whole process, a very strong voice behind the scenes. He pulled the websites together to monitor the vote in Iowa and New Hampshire. So that's great. He's already up there.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
that's great. Well, thanks, Albert, for coming on with us and letting us know your feelings and all. And we wish you the best of everything, my friend.
Okay, thank you,
okay?
Gentlemen.
And, God bless you.
Hey, if Walter could come on, they need help. I don't know.
Yeah. Well,
nope,
all right, folks. we're getting toward the end here. Friday. I hope you all have a great weekend, and please don't forget to tune in here to RBN from noon to 2. Seize Liberty. And that's what we're going to be talking about, is how to seize liberty. You know, it's so easy to keep talking about all the problems without solutions. We want to start offering some solutions to how we're going to be dealing with this stuff. Because we're not going to be taking it anymore. We're going to be standing up. And we're not ready to make nice, folks. We're not going to back down. Anyway, for Michael Herzog, who's traveling, be safe, Mike. Stay warm. Tim Wingate here, signing off, thanking you, Fred. And we will be in the air tomorrow. Everybody, have a great weekend, and seize liberty.
Since 19-